The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
At the rate of inflation, what would the $6 million man be worth today?
That's a good question.
But the lady sent me the wrong shirt. The one I got had Huey, Dewey, and Louie on the front of it.
Is that true?
At least he didn't say, you know, Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. All right, welcome to the program. We're here every Friday. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And good morning, J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. Two buddies were talking. One said, I heard the First National Bank is looking for a new teller. The other one said, well, I thought they hired a new teller last week. Yeah, that's right. That's the one they're looking for.
Bada-boom. All right. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And tell us what we're doing here today, Ed, and every Friday.
Well, we are stretching the brains of our listeners, our students here at Learning University. We are, each of us professors, going to challenge those students with three questions apiece. And we invite our listeners to call in and try to answer one of those questions. And we'd like for them to send a question our way, see if they can stump the panel. So the number to call if you want to get on the program is 888-589-8840. Now, we do ask if you have gotten on the program with us in the last 2 months, 8 weeks, we ask you to wait a week so that others can get on the program, have a better chance. 888-589-8840. So ask and answer is what we like for you to do. JJ, one of these original nine questions is kind of special.
One is the mystery question. Before I do that, I want to give a shout out to some new friends in Newton, Kansas. Last week, I was in Newton, Kansas. I spoke at three different events, and I met Michelle and Troy Slabach and Matt and Austin, Jake and Julie, and Toby and his sisters, Charlene, I think her name was, and her husband. They drove down from Topeka to be there. Russell and Lori, Wayne and Bev, Rodney came up, and he said he's been working at the same place. He got out of high school, started working at this plant in 1979. He's still there. And his sweet wife met her. She's from South Korea. And he doesn't have a computer, doesn't have a smartphone. He listens with a transistor radio in his pocket.
Wow.
I think right about this time right now. So say hi to my new friend, Rodney. But I literally met hundreds of AFR listeners and heard so many wonderful stories. The folks in Kansas love AFA.
Amen.
And AFR.
And we love them.
Hey,
grateful for them.
The mystery question, one of these original nine questions is a mystery question. If you land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Yeah.
That means you're going to win a really nice AFR cap. If you don't win the cap, we've got DVDs, books, T-shirts, caps, a lot of stuff in our AFA store.
How old do you have to be?
You have to be 11 years old or older. We don't have an upper limit. If you're 120 and you want to call in, you can. But 11 years old and older.
If you can hear. You got to be able to hear. Huh?
Yes.
Well, that applies to 60-year-olds in today's world. Is today first time? Oh, no.
No. It's just okay. Regular.
Did we give the phone number already?
I did.
Okay, sorry. I
was giving it. I gave it out twice while you were looking up ball scores.
I was fiddling. No,
In full disclosure, I saw what he was typing out there. Dear Elon, dear Donald Trump, please make up. Don't let this linger. So thank you for trying to be a go-between.
That's right.
I think we're more likely to have a pay-per-view smackdown than a
reconciliation.
They ain't make it. These two don't make up much.
Well, I will say this: if you
accuse somebody to be in the Epstein files,
if you can't,
I'm sorry.
And you say you need to be impeached.
Sorry,
no, it's okay. Yeah, if you can't get them together and to reconcile, then pay-per-view SmackDown is the next best thing.
Right, it'd pay off the national debt.
There's the deal. This will be a pretty different twist. Let's get Putin to go and broker a deal between them two. So y'all been spending all y'all's energy trying to get me and the Ukraine fella together, that short comedian running the country. I want to come over there and broker a deal between y'all and get y'all to kiss and make up.
Right. it's a mess. All right, so go ahead, Ed. Give your questions.
All right, here are my three questions. Today, by the way, is the anniversary of D-Day. So I have a D-Day question. In the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, what were the code names for the five beaches upon which Allied forces landed? Now, if you can answer this without looking it up, we'll send you a ball cap. How's that? I think we mentioned something about that last week, or someone called in. But here's the question again. In the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, what were the code names for the five beaches upon which Allied forces landed? Second question. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations, that preceded the current failed organization? Maybe I can say it that way. What was the name of the failed organization, international organization, that preceded the United Nations? And then third question, this is from one of our listeners, John. Sometimes a public space will post a sign that says, "Area under CCTV surveillance." What does CCTV stand for? Sometimes a public space will post a sign that says, "Area under CCTV surveillance." What does CCTV stand for?
Here's what I got. First question: of the seven colors of the rainbow, which is the middle color? Of the seven colors of the rainbow, which is the middle one? Second question: what soft drink called itself the Uncola? What soft drink called itself the Uncola? Third question, true or false, the standard music played from an ice cream truck takes melodies and rhythms from the most common children's lullabies to subliminally connect emotionally and attract children.
You wrote that yourself?
This is right out of, well, I'm not going to tell you the source, but is that true or false? The standard music played from an ice cream truck, it comes from children's lullabies to subliminally connect emotionally and psychologically. To connect with kids and attract kids so that they'll scream and their friends scream and we'll all scream for ice cream.
I don't know how that could be true, because that was on, wasn't that on Kiss's first album? Group Kiss.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, didn't they have that ice cream truck song on there?
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time that American companies have used emotional manipulation to get you to buy something, right?
We were so poor, whenever the truck would come, we'd hear that music, and everybody in our neighborhood would just go gaga. My folks would say, "Oh, no, that music means they're out of ice cream." those kids are going to be disappointed. Everybody flocking to the truck. No, Jimmy, Michael, Kelly, Karen, y'all stay in the yard. That music plays. We're out of ice cream.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one.
That's funny.
Pule, Pule, cheese, a kind of cheese, most people have heard of that, come from the milk of what animal? Pule cheese comes from
How do you spell that again?
P-U-L-E.
P-U-L-E. Huh. Yeah, all right.
You say everybody's heard of it? Because I've just learned something right 30 here.
30 seconds ago.
I like Learning it. University.
My sandwiches. Add a little peel cheese. You get a kick.
Add a little peel to the fire.
Folks, we promised you'd learn something on Trivia Friday.
So here's my second question. What is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
And my third question is, where did Superman grow up? Not his planet that he came from.
Right.
But I'm talking about when he landed on Earth.
I'm really proud of you, Tim.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You know some of that backstory.
I'm trying for my, is it Marvel or DC?
now you just ruined it.
I'm sorry.
That's DC.
Here's the deal. Go ahead and add what happens if you pull on his cape or if you spit in the wind, because neither one of them consequences is good for you.
Yeah, then you end up in a cemetery or a graveyard.
One or the other.
One or the other, depending
on which reason.
Yeah. All right.
Eating too much peel cheese, I guess. Yeah. All right. We're going to go to Texas, and Avery is on the line, and Avery is 11 years old, just over the line. Avery, welcome to Trivia Friday, buddy.
Good morning.
Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Fort Hood area.
Fort Hood area. All right, wonderful. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The rainbow colors.
Oh, good. Here's the question, Avery. Of the seven colors of the rainbow, which is the middle one?
I think it's green.
Green. Nicely done. Way to get us started.
I didn't know that.
My wife, when I was telling some of these questions, she said she had just heard this thing, and my daughter said, well, everybody knows this, but she just learned it. And I hadn't heard of it. Roy G. Biv. If you say Roy G. Biv, you'll know the colors. Have you guys heard
of him? He was a pig farmer down the street from us, my grandparents.
He wears overalls, shirt, under the overalls.
What was his name?
Roy G. Biv.
I remember him.
Yeah, got a weed hanging out of his mouth there. I think I've seen him on the side of the road.
Corn pipe at night on the front
Roy
porch.
Roy G. Biv. Had you ever heard
carrot,
that?
A carrot Avery, for a nose.
Avery, had you ever heard Roy G. Biv?
Yes, I have.
Well, see, I guess everybody knows it, but us three professors and
now,
my
is that
wife,
from top to bottom?
It's red, orange, yellow. Yeah, I'm supposed to. Bottom. So, that'd be the good way to do it. Hey, what's your question for us, Avery? Nice job.
I actually have a joke.
We're ready.
What happens if a tick eats too fast?
What happens if
a tick eats too fast?
That's a good question.
I have no
good
idea.
Good joke. We're stumped. What's the answer?
The tick gets tick ups.
Oh, like
that's
a good one.
See what you did there.
Avery, have a great weekend. Thank your parents for listening to AFR, and have a fun summer in Texas.
Hey, tick ups. It'd be a good website to start with people dancing. What you think? Little 20-second dancing videos.
Videos with cats and stuff like that.
Yeah, sell it to the communist Chinese. You're set for life. What do you
tick
say?
Ups.
Tick ups.
Yeah.
All right, go.
All right, let's go to Kansas, and Charlene is
on. She was
on
probably at JJ's event last week.
Hey, Charlene. Might have been. I think her husband, Ben, I'm not sure about his name, but they were wonderful. Young couple, and they had like 8 kids. And I thought, how do you have 8 kids and you look like you're in your late 20s?
They had like 8 kids, or did they have 8 kids?
No, I can't remember if they said 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember. Hey, Charlene.
They might try
What part of Kansas?
Too.
From Topeka, sir, and yes, you did talk to us last weekend. Edward is my husband's name.
Oh, my word. So this is Charlene. Charlene and Ed. Charlene, do you have 8 children?
Currently, yes.
Currently. Well, see, we had the best visit, and they were so sweet, and they drove from Topeka all the way to Newton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, and you made it through on today's issue on a Trivia Friday.
Did I just hear a rooster?
Yes, you did. My neighbor has a rooster.
I thought I'm not the only one that heard that rooster.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that what happens before some health crisis hits you?
You start, no, I think
start hearing roosters?
No, that's what happens before lunch.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Charlene, please tell Ed hello. I so enjoyed the visit, getting to meet you guys. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We would like to do both.
All right, which one you feel confident about?
Superman.
Superman. All right, Charlene, here's the question. Where did Superman grow up?
Smallville, Kansas.
There you go. That's right. Smallville, Kansas is where Superman grew up.
And didn't he, like, land in a pod or something, and his blanket was there, and that's what they used to make the cape or something? Or
I think that's right.
Overthinking it.
No, I think that's right.
Smallville's a fictional place, right, Charlene? There's no – or is there a town called Smallville in Kansas? Huh?
I believe it's fiction.
Yeah.
Superman is fake, too. I'm not trying to
why are you ruining my childhood dreams of me.
Then who else is going to be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound?
Listen to that.
now I can't.
Right
that
there. Is a healthy rooster.
Yes, it
now
is.
Now I can't
next
not
door.
Hear it.
Yeah.
What is a – hey, Charlene, when a rooster does what he just did right there, what is he trying to say?
That you've overslept.
Who wants to fight me? I
don't. Who wants to what?
Fight me.
Oh, I thought he said, who wants to fry me?
Who that comes next. if he attacks the wrong person, he'll wind up on a biscuit.
Oh, my word. Hey, Charlene, what's your question for us?
Okay, I actually have a riddle, and I have a question that my son wanted to ask real quick. He'll be 11 in August. So he's not quite there, but he wanted to ask what a tree's favorite month is.
A tree's favorite month.
Now, what kind of rhymes with bark or leaf or something? I'm trying to give us some little starting points. Tree's favorite
month.
This a riddle? This is a riddle.
Yeah, it's a riddle. All right, we're stumped, Charlene.
September.
I like it.
That was good.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's good. It's clever. Absolutely. September. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go. Nice sign off.
Sound like you're getting closer. Charlene, are you tracking this?
I'm not trying to.
That's her ringtone. Her husband's trying to call while she's on the show.
That's funny.
Hey, so, Charlene.
Well, was there a riddle and a question, or were those combined?
Well, I had another riddle. It's every night I'm told what to do, and each morning I do what I'm told. But I still don't escape your scold. What am I?
I still don't escape your what?
Scold.
Scold.
Like S-K-O-A-L.
I think that's S-C-O-L-D.
Could be what? Could be S-C-O-L-D.
You've been eating too much. You've been eating too much pool cheese. It's S-C-O-L-D.
I see guys buy that.
It's a convenience store.
A little flat can.
Yeah.
Convenience store. That or Copenhagen. Am I right?
You're on a different track. Hey, so what's that about?
I've been told that
last thing. The last thing that we do at night and the first thing. And say it. Will you say it again, please?
Yes, sir. Every night I'm told what to do, and each morning I do what I'm told. But I still don't escape your scold. What am I?
Is it going to be like setting the alarm or something?
We all know I'm terrible on these.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the alarm clock.
I don't know.
Stop it.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
JJ Jasper.
Oh, yeah. That's unbelievable.
That was a shot at the dark.
You were here for a reason.
That's right. That was me just throwing my hand over in the dark, slapping on the top of the
alarm clock.
Alarm clock.
Way to go.
Shot in the dark. Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you, Charlene.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. and Ed, Tim, and JJ, and that was Charlene from Kansas.
And now I can picture our listeners because I've met so many and just met them last weekend. What's the chance of them being able to get through?
I know.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to get through the phones. People it say, is. I've been trying for 3 years.
That was the loudest rooster we've ever had on this show.
Man, that rooster was.
Yeah, he's crowing.
Yes.
That rooster.
Got something to crow about.
Yeah.
So did I understand what she was saying, that roosters are crowing to challenge other roosters if they're in the area?
I think maybe her son said that. Oh, yeah, okay. I think he was saying you've overslept.
Oh, yeah.
Better wake up. All right, go ahead. Who's
all
next?
All right, let's go back to Texas. Why don't we do that? And John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors.
Oh, thank you, John.
Howdy, John.
Where do you live in Texas?
Texarkana.
Texarkana. All right, John, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the CCTV.
All right, here's the question. Sometimes a public space will post a sign that says, "Area under CCTV surveillance." What does CCTV stand for?
Closed circuit television.
That is correct. Closed
wow.
circuit television.
Nicely done.
How did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know whether they legally have to tell you that. I don't know the reason for that, but you're correct. I see that sign pretty frequently.
Closed what?
Closed circuit television.
You have to be careful when you see those. Now, the open circuit television, you can just do all willy-nilly and act any way you want because there's just a big difference.
But if it's
there.
Closed.
If it's closed, it's like that's a little bit different. That's
really?
Right.
You got to pay to be on it. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Hey, what's your question for us, John?
So this isn't more of a question, but it's more of a joke about November thing.
We're ready.
Why did the weather say 350 degrees when the turkey looked at it?
Why did say that again? Why did the weather?
Why did the weather say it was 350 degrees when the turkey looked at it?
Because he was in the oven looking at the oven readout, not the weather.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that it?
The turkey's already expired by the time that would occur to him. Am I the only one?
And he ended up in the turkey, cemetery or the turkey graveyard?
The graveyard. So what's the answer to the riddle?
Because it was Thanksgiving.
All right, ask the question and give the answer again, because
I'm a little confused. Right.
The question was, why did the turkey see the weather saying, why was the temperature 350 degrees when the turkey looked at it?
And the answer is?
Because he was about to go into the oven.
He's looking at
Thanksgiving. He's looking at that. He's looking at the
People
outside, look outside thermometer. Wow. Hey, thanks, John.
Yes,
have
sir.
A great weekend.
Thanks, Brother John. All right, you're listening to us. Take our break right here, and we'll come back and repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. We'll do that momentarily. Stay with us. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
This June 24th marks 3 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. But here's what you may not know. abortion numbers have surged to a 10-year high. The battleground has shifted from the courtroom to our homes. Today, over 60% of abortions happen through the abortion pill, taken in silence, often alone. Preborn Network clinics are standing in the gap, meeting women in their most desperate hour. And here's what they're seeing. Young mothers, terrified and misled, are delivering their babies, tiny, perfectly formed, onto bathroom floors. These precious babies, once called just tissue, now lie lifeless. 11% of these women who take the abortion pill will suffer serious health complications. Countless others carry emotional scars for a lifetime. When you give to Preborn, you're not just saving a baby, you're saving a mother, too. You're giving her hope, financial support, and the truth. Preborn has already rescued over 350,000 babies, but there are so many more who need our help. Your tax-deductible gift makes this mission possible. To donate now, dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper.
All right, it's Superman. I always wondered about that intro there, which is great.
Yeah.
I love that. Huh? That's
yeah. Classic.
Yeah, classic. And that was back to the, was that the 1950s right there? Probably
50s and early 60s.
If he's able to fly like a, with a speeding bullet.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Yes. Faster than a speeding bullet. No, it's he. Yeah, faster than a speeding bullet.
Why don't he just fly over the buildings he's jumps in? At a single bound. I don't know what's the point of boing, boing, when you just fly over them. A speeding bullet, man.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it.
I think I'm overthinking it.
Yes.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR. And appreciate you joining us on the Trivia Show each Friday. So,
do we need to reset our questions? I've had a couple answered.
Hey, listen, let me just say this. Next Friday, a week from today, which I don't know if this show is going to be. Today's June 6th.
So it'll be the 13th next Friday.
2025. So we will have a best of.
Yes.
Because we're going to be out of pocket. And so be prepared for a best of Trivia Friday a week from today during this hour and a half.
It'll still be awesome to listen to.
Awesomer.
Awesomer.
Betterer.
But you won't call in.
Right. So be prepared for that. All right, go ahead and repeat our questions.
And I have to add one as well. First question, in the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, today is June 6, what were the code names for the five beaches upon which Allied forces landed? And if you can answer this question correctly without looking it up, you can get yourself a AFR ball cap.
That will be impressive.
Mm-hmm. Second question. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations? United Nations was organized, I think, in 1946, but there was a failed organization that preceded it. What was the name of it? And I will add this question. What is the most widely eaten fish in the United States? Most popular, whatever, however you want to put it. What is the most widely eaten fish in the United States?
By humans or cats? Because I want to strike off goldfish.
Yeah, goldfish is not on it.
Here's what I've got. First question. What soft drink called itself the Uncola? Maybe you're old enough to remember the commercials. What soft drink called itself the Uncola? Second question, true or false, the standard music played from an ice cream truck takes melodies and rhythms from the most common children's lullabies to subliminally connect emotionally and psychologically to attract children. That's the long version. But the music coming from the ice cream truck is to try to get in the heads of kids to buy ice cream. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. This is multiple choice. What does a stimp meter measure? What does a stimp meter measure?
Spell it.
S-T-I-M-P-M-E-T-E-R. Multiple choice.
Can you give the origin, the language origin?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes.
The here's what is a stimp meter measure? Is it A, the speed of a golf course putting green, B, the speed that solid rocket boosters are jettisoned from a spacecraft, or C, the speed at which magma is pushed from the mantle to the surface of the Earth to make lava? So, what does a stimp meter measure? Does it have to do with a golf course, a rocket, or a volcano?
All right, here are my I got two questions, and I'll give another one if I need to. But the first one is, what is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? What is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? And I'll do like Ed did. If you know that without looking it up or asking somebody, if you just know that and can call in and answer the question, then we'll give you an AFR ball cap.
Amen. Okay? See, I never knew there was a difference. So
Yeah, me either.
And then I didn't know there was a difference between caskets and coffins. And years ago, that was one of my questions. And
there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a coffin is like got the shapes across the top.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like however many sides.
Yeah.
And then a casket is what we know. And, you know.
All right. My second question is Pule cheese, P-U-L-E, Pule cheese comes from the milk of what animal? Pule cheese comes from the milk of what animal? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go to North Carolina. And David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors, and great to hear you be on the air with you, and would love to come see you sometime.
Hey, we welcome you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Come on down.
Just register seriously at afa.net.
Bring a gift.
Uh-huh.
bring a gift.
He doesn't?
Your presence, David, would be the only gift we would need.
Hey, David, what part of North Carolina?
Near the Charlotte area.
Okay. Good.
Well, hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Want to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
It's been a long time since I've had this soft drink, but I want to try to answer that.
Here's the question. What soft drink called itself the Uncola?
7-Up.
Hey! Oh, there you go. There's a winner. There's a winner.
Mystery question.
Mystery question answered.
The mystery question.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well.
AFR ball caps headed to North Carolina.
So, David, you're old enough like the three professors. I haven't seen an ad touting that for decades, but when we were young, they'd say, hey, it's the Uncola. And all the drinks out there were cola colored.
Dark.
And then dark, and it was the only clear one. Well, you had Mountain Dew that was yellow, but it was the only clear one. Hey, we're the Uncola. But somebody asked, do they even make it anymore? I think they do, but I'm like you. I haven't had one
like
in a while.
7-Up.
I like 7-Up.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to go have one after this.
There you go. Yes, well, it won you a ball cap. Before we're finished talking.
Go ahead.
Sir?
Could I make a request?
Yes, sir.
This is not my question. I had the privilege of winning a ball cap 6 months ago on this program. I hit the mystery question there, too. Could you pass on the cap to the next caller? Pass it ahead? Pass it forward?
Oh, pay it forward?
We sure will. That's very generous of you, David.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to do the next?
I love mine.
How about the next person who answers correctly?
Correct. Is that okay?
Yeah. We don't want to reward failure. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Then it puts the pressure on whatever I click on. And so how about the next person to answer a question correctly wins a ball cap, courtesy of David.
Is that okay with you, David?
That will work.
Well, that's nice of you. What's your question for us?
My question is, back in 1993 or 1994, maybe 1994, there was a movie, The Little Rascals, kind of a movie that spun off of the old gang comedy. And there, in that movie, The Little Rascals, there was a rich kid who was in a race with Alfalfa. And the question is, who was the father of the rich kid in that movie?
Well, that's a deep dive.
Now, are you talking about the character's name of the father or the actor?
The person who played the father.
I don't know the answer either way. I was just asking.
Yeah, why'd you waste your time? You wasted 30 seconds asking a question that you didn't even care whether he answered right.
Are you talking about the guy?
Yeah.
No.
You were trying to see if JJ and I, that would help us, that question.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, repeat the question again real quickly, David.
Back in 1994,
yeah,
the movie The Little Rascals, there was a scene in there where a rich kid and Alfalfa were in a go-kart race.
Okay.
And the rich kid had this elaborate kind of go-kart, and his father was in the audience watching. Who was the father?
Oh, wow. 94.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say this movie up. I'm going to say Donald Trump was in the because he made a few little cameos.
That
he showed
be.
Up on one of those Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone 2.
But just to guess, I'm going to say Donald Trump.
I'm going to go with JJ. He has an uncanny ability to pick these obscure ones out of nowhere. I'm going with JJ.
I'm going to go. Hold on. JJ, I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier. He was
JJ just won a ball cap.
He was very
what?
You got it. See,
wow.
Donald
just won
Trump.
A
ball cap.
What do you got, JJ?
It.
Yeah.
It's purely a guess, but I appreciate what you said about uncanny because my wife says that, but she says it in a different context. She said, you're pretty remarkable. Like when I'm driving, she says, hey, you're unbelievable. Do you know that? When I make a U-turn, just kind of out of nowhere, I say, that's what the medians are for.
The medians.
Wow. So he was in the audience.
That is the answer.
Wow.
That is the answer.
Because
he was
well
known.
He was
in Home Alone, too.
He was well known for
lost
being
in New York.
Wealthy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Hey, David, thank you for listening to AFR there in North Carolina. Thank you for your generosity to pay it forward. And just to be clear, the next person that answers the question correctly, you're going to win yourself a ball cap. Compliments of David from North Carolina.
All right. Okay, well, let's go to Tennessee next, and Tom is on the line. Tom, you have a chance to win a AFR ball cap. All you have to do is answer a question correctly. Where do you hail from in Tennessee, brother?
Chattanooga.
All right.
Oh, that's pretty country.
That's the home of WUIE is your network station in this area. Lakeside Chattanooga is where they say it's located.
Yeah,
wonderful.
We've had that for about 3 years now, I think.
Yeah, it works good.
That's good, and you're right, Chattanooga's a
beautiful,
a scenic town.
You're up on the rim going around Chattanooga, and you kind of go down into that bowl, and a lot to do there.
Never to be heard from again.
Well, but they'll spot you on the choo-choo.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Tom, you want to ask, answer, or do both? I got it.
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer for an AFR ball cap?
I want to make sure that the D-Day question gets answered, so I'm going to give that a try.
Okay. All right, well, that complicates things a little bit, I guess. We've already set up the rules here, so if you answer this one correctly without – having to look it up or ask somebody, you'll also win a cap for that as well. So in the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, what were the code names for the five beaches upon which Allied forces landed? Go, Tom.
And, let me confess first that I've already won a cap about 3 or 4 months ago, so I'll let you give this cap to somebody else before I'm tempted to take an extra.
Okay, all right. So you don't want any caps today or just
one? I've already got one.
Same as last call.
Wow, that was nice of you. Right. Yeah.
Same as David.
I think one way you could make it a cap that might be even more popular than this one. And by the way, this is actually, no, this is a nice, very nice baseball cap. It's identical to one that a restaurant here claims they pay $20 a piece for. So it's a well-made cap.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tim, Tim spent a lot of time designing this.
I don't want to take all the credit.
It gets a lot of accolades.
It was a team effort.
Yes.
I mean, I led the team, but it was a team effort.
I think a good idea to recruit female students would be make a cap with you guys' pictures on the front and have written on it, "Ladies, come to Learning University where you can get a husband as good looking as these guys."
I like, I thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Tom,
right.
Because ferociously handsome is that's part of what I got in my bio. Hey, go ahead, shoot on these D-Day, the answer the question, Tom.
Okay, the American beaches were Utah and Omaha, known as Bloody Omaha, where many soldiers lost their lives. The British and Canadian beaches were Gold, Juno, and Sword.
That is correct.
All right.
Absolutely. Wow, nicely done.
Today, for those who haven't heard or don't know, today's June 6th, which is D-Day in 1944.
Yep. Hey, wonderful. Tom, were you able to, you knew that off the top of your head? It sounds like you know enough about it that you didn't have to look this up.
No, I didn't. I got interested in it from my mother telling me. She told me about Jesus, and she also told me about patriotism, and she gave me a book on D-Day when I was a little kid.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's how I learned it.
Amen.
Now, I just found out last night, I decided to read a little bit for the holiday, or not the holiday, but for the anniversary, and I found articles about chaplains. It said there were 11 chaplains serving on the beaches at D-Day, and one of the 11 was killed. And it was a kind of any way a chaplain dies is fitting, but in a sense, this was extra fitting, I guess you'd say. He had under a flag of truce, or it wasn't a flag this time, it's some other way indicated that he went to the German lines, talked to them about setting up an aid station for soldiers from both sides that were wounded, came back and talked to our officers, went back across again to talk to the Germans, and they had reached an agreement. And as he was walking back to the American lines, a German sniper didn't say why, but the guy shot the chaplain in the back and killed him.
Oh my. Mm. Wow. Well, a lot of courageous men. They were all courageous. A lot of them died on that day. But if you've seen movies about it, like Saving Private Ryan, it's just incredible that men can show that kind of bravery to storm a beach under those conditions. But excellent job, Tom. What's your question for us?
Okay, I got another baseball question for you. And
Tim's ready.
I hope this one is not such an obscure question as my last one. But who are John Roseboro and Juan Marichal, and why are their names united in baseball history?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. So Juan Marichal, he pitched for the Cubs. What was the other guy's name, Tom?
John Roseboro.
I've never heard of him. Have you heard of him?
No.
Now, see, if you'd named a couple of names closer to home, you could Thunder and Lightning would come to mind.
Juan Marichal. Yeah, he was a famous – I don't know if he's Hall of Famer, but
well, now was it the catcher? Was it the pitcher, and then the catcher that helped him get to where he was?
I don't know. We any other hint you can give us?
Roseboro played for the Dodgers as a catcher. He did not make it to the Hall of Fame. Marichal played mostly for the Giants as a pitcher.
Oh, the Giants.
And someone getting struck by with a baseball bat is maybe a good clue.
Yeah, that would have been.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's you're talking 1960s, right?
Yeah, Marichal's still alive, but the you may go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we don't know.
You'll probably remember it when I tell you. You know, the Dodgers and Giants were big rivals, and Marichal had hit one or two batters. And so when John Roseboro was throwing the ball back to the Dodgers pitcher, he threw it kind of close to Marichal, and Marichal thought he felt the ball hit his ear, so he whacked Roseboro over the head with his baseball bat, and a huge fight started.
Yeah.
They were kind of enemies until the 1980s, and then at that time they reconciled. And I tried to find out if they were Christians or anything, but I couldn't find the information about that. But anyway, when Marichal was eligible for the Hall of Fame, he wasn't getting in, and word was kind of going around that you know, they were not electing him because of him hitting Roseboro with his bat. And so Roseboro wrote a letter to the Hall of Fame electors saying they got carried away in the moment, and Marichal wasn't a big rat, and he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And so Marichal was elected at that point.
Yeah.
And
I saw this on Dateline.
they covered it.
It was a deep.
It went in depth.
Yes.
Hey, thank
right, yeah.
you. Hey,
that was
thank
good.
You, Tom.
That was very sports trivia right there.
So now we have two. We have one more hat to give away to the next person who answers a question correctly. So we're going
to two hats to give away.
Well, no. We haven't given away. Oh. They were both.
All right.
Oh yeah. I guess the next two people who answer one correctly, because we've got two hats sitting out there.
Oh, that's right.
Two. Yeah, because he didn't take either one of them. All right. So we go to Pennsylvania.
Two hats
are better
in the hand is better than one in the bush.
Yes.
I've heard that.
You've been reading the Message Bible over there in Proverbs.
That's a proverb.
All right. Wendy in Pennsylvania, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, this is her husband, Lynn. She had to go into her doctor's appointment.
Oh, okay. So you came out of the bullpen.
We've heard that one before.
That's right.
So did you say Les?
Wendy.
Lynn.
Lynn,
yeah. Yep.
All right.
And she wanted to ask her the question about the ice cream truck.
Oh, here we go. It's true or false? You ready? Is it Les? Is that what? All right, Les and Wendy, here's the question. And it's true or false. The standard music played from an ice cream truck takes melodies and rhythms from the most common children's lullabies to subliminally connect emotionally the psychology to attract psychologically to attract children. Is that true or false?
She would say true.
It is 100% false.
Oh, you
made
that up.
I made it up this morning, and I asked Steve Paisley Jorah to help me with a little bit of this language, since he's so good with music about melodies and rhythms. I knew what I wanted to say, and so we colluded, and we just made it up this morning. Well, sounded believable, though. Apparently.
Absolutely. It did, because it's not a very pleasant song. You know, it's just kind
like
clunky.
Some jingly sounds going on. Hey, good try, though. Wendy, sorry I was able to stump her there. What's your question for us, Les?
All right. What town in Pennsylvania is known as the sweetest little town on earth?
That is Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Nope.
What?
I retract my clap.
Can you retract a clap?
Let me undo them.
That was the most confident. That was better than a guess. I would have all my chips in on that.
You guessed
one.
It, and Tim started clapping before we even heard it. I had no idea. I didn't even think about Hershey.
All right. What's the answer?
our next door town is Myersdale, Pennsylvania, and it is known for a lot of maple syrup production. They have a festival in the spring every year that celebrates the maple syrup industry here.
All right, and I think Hershey's gonna battle them on that sweetest little town.
So is that an official title for the town, or is that are you just
according
saying
to
that?
Them?
Well, I don't know how official it is. I know it's coined with them and it's well known, but
oh, okay,
that's
whether
good.
It is officially recorded or not, I can't answer that.
Well, that's pretty good. Hey, if you've never been, listeners, if you've never been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and gone to the thing, you get to go. I think it's free, and you get free samples at the end of the tour of the Hershey's thing. Our family did that a couple of years ago, and it was awesome.
Well, that's when I was growing up in the Boston area. There was a garlic factory. It was operated the same way. You got free samples when you were finished.
Long line.
Yeah.
Long line to get those garlic samples.
You're never bothered by vampires. I don't know what the connection was.
Nobody
there,
ever got attacked by a vampire that attended that.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. And hope everything goes well. It's just a checkup for dear Wendy. And hope that you guys have a great weekend.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And no need to go into another call right now. You got anywhere you're speaking coming up, JJ?
I have next week. I'm going to be doing stand-up comedy, the Activate Summit. Ed Vitagliano is going to be speaking, Abraham Hamilton III. Now, it's already sold out.
Right.
I would ask that you'd pray for people coming from all over the nation. We got a lot of people coming to Tupelo, Mississippi, where our flagship station is located. Todd Herman, Ed, Abraham Hamilton
Frank Turek,
and
Alex McFarland.
Pray that these the seeds will be planted. They have a teen track, so we just hope to help disciple some young people. That's the Activate Summit. Pray for that event next week.
Jenna Ellis, well, she'll be in a panel discussion. Lots of great things for adults and young people.
And if you missed out this year, please check that out next year.
Amen.
All right, we're going to take a time out right here. We'll be back and reset our questions for the last half hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.